Well, interesting for your four finalists. You get three wins, and especially Tyler Garcia winning over three-time champion Michael Prieto. What did that mean?
You know, he was excited, but right away I pulled him aside and said, hey, you celebrate a little bit, but don't celebrate too much. I mean, he's going to be gunning for you now, and he's going to come back strong. He's a great kid, and he'll rebound, and he'll be gunning for Tyler. So if he's satisfied and thinks that's the best that he can do, you know, it might be a rough state tournament. But if he fuels it and uses his confidence, I think it could be a good omen for the future. You know, I think, number one, it was he wanted it. He had a lot of heart in that match, and you could definitely tell it was important to him. And then just second, you know, it was just technique things that we cleaned up. We watched, you know, film and stuff like that. Kind of technique things that he did differently than the first match. And I'll probably go back and look at it again because he's probably going to be doing the same thing and he'll probably switch things up.
And then you're taking six to state. Maybe for not as many as you wanted to take. Overall thoughts on the day?
Well, number one, I knew it's an extremely tough regional. So I knew if, you know, a lot of our kids were on the air game, they'd be staying home. And, you know, for the ones that are going, I feel like they wrestled really well. The other ones, I don't know if it was, you know, the home tournament or just a stage. A lot of them haven't wrestled in regionals before, but they definitely didn't wrestle their best. You know, our goal was nine. We knew that if we had nine, we could win a state title. You know, we're bringing six, but we're confident those six can place really high. And
you don't want to put pressure on freshmen, but Joel comes out, has a really good tournament today, takes the championship. Talk about what you saw from him today and then going forward, just how he continues to progress.
Yeah, I think, you know, like you said, we don't want to put too much pressure on freshmen. We just kind of we help them, let them know that it's they always need to improve. And he's a very coachable kid. You know, he's always wanting to learn, always keeps his cool. And I think that's the reason why he's successful at a stage like this, because he's a very composed individual. And so he just wanted it, you know, and that's really what this tournament's about, how bad you want it.